Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1332, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this week's show, Sykes Blue, Leslie Cerrone, and Percy Wenrick have birthday segments. We'll also do some sweeping and try to avoid the crowds. If I say chimney sweep, your first mental image may be of Dick Van Dyke's portrayal of Bert, the lovable chimney sweep in the film and stage musicals Mary Poppins. If you're more cynical, you may think of climbing boys, children as young as 3 years old, recruited by chimney sweeps to climb into and clean London's chimneys in the 1700s. It wasn't until 1875 that meaningful legislation was passed to prevent such gross mistreatment of children. Anyway, a recent article in the New York Times says that due to rising energy prices and the desire for backup systems, Londoners are reopening their fireplaces, resulting in a chimney sweep resurgence. But the tools of today's sweeps, in addition to traditional spiky brushes, include digital cameras, industrial vacuums, drones, and electronic smoke testing equipment. The membership of London's Chimney Sweep Association, yeah, that's a thing, has climbed to about 750, including 40 female sweeps. So what do you say we go around the corner and up your chimney?
This morning, well, ain't no need to be waiting so hard to see me, to see me. Well, ain't no need to be. From a chimney means a log on the fire, and a log on the fire means love. Love means that you'd be in my arms at twilight, and that's what I'm dreaming of. It's been so lonely to live with such a memory. If you would only forgive and once more let me see. Smoke from a chimney and a log on the fire, and you there waiting for me.
In December of 1936, Jack and Charlie Teagarden and Frankie Trumbauer were given leave from the Paul Whiteman Orchestra to front a small group at the Hickory House, a nightclub on West 52nd Street in New York. They billed themselves the Three T's, and several of their appearances were broadcast live over WEAF and recorded onto acetate discs. We just heard Ode to a Chimney Sweep, a collaborative improvisation from Christmas Day, 1936. Before that, Maurice Winnick and his Sweet Music, sounding very Lombardo-esque on Smoke from a Chimney. Tommy Dorsey recorded it with Jack Leonard, but we heard Sam Costa singing the Billy Hill lyrics to Peter DeRose's tune on Decca F6631 from February 17, 1938. We started this chimney set with Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers, who were settin' in the chimney jam, from Vocalion 02917, recorded April 10, 1928. The Skillet Lickers were fiddlers Low Stokes and Clayton McMitchin, guitarist Riley Puckett, with Fate Norris on banjo. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 23rd, marked the birth in 1880 in Joplin, Missouri, of Percy Wenrick, known as the Joplin Kid. His father was the town postmaster, and his mother gave him his first music lessons on piano and organ, but when young Percy began writing his own melodies, it was his father who provided lyrics. His father, David, also hired him as Joplin's assistant postmaster. At age 21, he enrolled in the Chicago Musical College and worked for the McKinley Music Company, writing tunes to verses sent to McKinley by would-be songwriters. Although he wrote in a variety of styles, his rags were most successful, and his first major hit was Peaches and Cream in 1905. On July 3, 1906, Wenrick married the successful vaudeville star Dolly Connolly in Chicago, and the pair toured together until 1909, when they moved to New York, where Wenrick became a staff writer for Jerome H. Remick. In addition to rags and popular songs, in the late teens and early 20s, Wenrick also scored a number of Broadway shows and the operetta Castles in the Air. In 1913, he teamed up with Homer Howard to form the Wenrick Howard Music Publishing Company, but gave it up in 1914 to devote all of his time to composing and performing with Dolly. His last hit song was All Muddled Up in 1922, and he retired in 1930, at least in part due to Dolly's health. He died March 17, 1952. Here are three from the pen of Percy Wenrick. Thank you.
unknown. They find me memories like these remind me of the girl I left behind me down on Moonlight Bay. We were sailing on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices singing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart. Now don't go away. Just as we sang the old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
Arthur Pryor's band with the Dublin Daisies March. Victor 16435 was recorded September 21st, 1909. Before that, the American Quartet singing the Edward Madden lyrics to Percy Wenrick's tune, Moonlight Bay. Not on Moonlight Bay, just Moonlight Bay. That's from Victor 17034, waxed December 15th, 1911. We started our little tribute to Percy Wenrick with the last tune he wrote, All Muddled Up. That was Paul Specht and his Hotel Astor Orchestra on Columbia A3740, made October 11th, 1922. The 11-story Beaux-Arts Hotel Astor was built in 1905. It had 1,000 rooms and 1,000 baths. In 1947, Italian-American acrobatic stuntman John Ciampa, known as the Human Fly, climbed the exterior of the building as a publicity stunt for the Sunbrock Rodeo and Thrill Circus, appearing at Yankee Stadium. He got to the third story and was nearly grabbed from a window by Detective Samuel Brest. Brest nearly fell onto the street, and the startled fly descended to the street where he was arrested for unlawfully endangering lives by causing crowds to gather. And speaking of crowds,
no one knows me. no one shows me one bit of sympathy. Slowly the shadows come stealing. Gee, but it's tough when you're feeling lonely in a crowd, watching them come and go. Lonely in a crowd, nobody says hello. Nothing to do, no one to see. Gee, but how lonesome a big town can be. Lonely in a crowd, no one cares for me. Wise guys, dumb guys, gay guys, glum guys, marching along the street. Hustle, bustle, tons of muscle swirling around my feet. Oceans of faces, that's endless. Oh, what a place to be friends.
Returning, so give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me. Thank you.
We started this crowded set with Behind the Clouds, Our Crowds and Crowds of Sunbeams, written by Benny Davis and Buddy DeSilva. I've played it by Harry Reaser's Syncopators and Percival Mackey, but that was Gene Goldkett and his orchestra on Victor 19965, recorded February 3, 1926. Next was Lonely in a Crowd, written by Jesse Greer and Billy Rose. Last time I played it by Elliot Shaw with Jacques Renard's Coconut Grove Orchestra, but we heard it sung by Kenneth Sargent on Columbia 1255-D, made December 13, 1927. The piano accompanist was Arthur Schutt. We finished up with Hit of the Week 1125, released to newsstands around February 15, 1931, Something to Remember You By, played by Sam Lennon's Dance Ensemble. In the ensemble, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, Manny Klein, trumpet, pianist Arthur Schutt, and Tony Colucci on banjo. Arthur Schwartz wrote the music, with the Howard Dietz lyrics sung there by Paul Small. So, what does Something to Remember You By have to do with crowds? Well, it was introduced by Libby Holman in the musical review, Three's a Crowd, which opened at the Selwyn Theater, October 15, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Palestine, Texas, of Sykes Ballou. No relation to Wally, to William Ballou and Mary Elizabeth Smith. Better known as Smith Ballou, he attended Sherman High School and Austin College before becoming seriously involved with music at the University of Texas. Playing guitar and banjo, Smith and his brother Charlie were invited to join clarinetist Jimmy Maloney's band, Jimmy's Joys. In 1923, the band traveled to California and recorded for Golden Records, but back in Texas in 1925, Ballou formed his own group, a territory band called the Texas Jazzers. In 1927, Ballou drew the attention of Ben Pollock, who invited him to join and play banjo, but soon singing was added to his portfolio. He made his way to New York in early 1928, recording with just about every bandleader in the city. The Depression took a heavy toll, and in 1935, Ballou dissolved his orchestra and relocated to Hollywood, where he joined the cast of the Shell Chateau radio show. The program featured many acclaimed Hollywood actors, and Ballou was invited to make a series of B-Westerns for 20th Century Fox as a singing cowboy. He appeared in 24 films between 1936 and 1950, after which he worked in public relations for General Dynamics, retiring in 1967. Smith Ballou died in Longview, Texas on May 2, 1984, and is buried in Fort Worth. Here are three from Smith Ballou.
This old world was just as sad a place for me as could be. I was lonely and blue. This old world then changed to paradise for me suddenly. Why? Because I met you. Although wealth and power I may never find, still as long as I have you, dear, I don't mind. Oh, I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be poverty may come to me, that's true. what care I? Say I'll get by as long as I.
Thank you.
am I acting this way? My heart's unruly, please listen, for truly there's so much that I have to say. If you said go and get the moon, I'd go right out and get the moon. That's how I feel about you, sweetheart. Believe me, no matter what the task may be, I do just what you ask of me. That's how I feel about you, sweetheart. Is there a way I can prove my great love for you? Just as you say, come what may, I will see it through. For you, dear, if I can't have you for my own, I'd rather go through life alone. That's how I feel about you.
We just heard another Benny Davis song written with Archie Gottler. That's How I Feel About You. OK41197 was recorded February 4th, 1929. Before that, Lady Luck, words and music by Ray Perkins. Lady Luck was heard in Warner Brothers' all-talking pre-code musical review film Show of Shows. Smith Ballou's recording was made October 28th, 1929, issued on OK41329. We started our little tribute to Smith Ballou with the flip side of That's How I Feel About You, recorded in the same session, I'll Get By As Long As I Have You. Fred Allert wrote the tune, and Roy Turk the lyrics. Last week, January 22nd, marked the birth in 1897 in Surbiton, England, of Leslie Legge Tait Fry. Doesn't ring a bell? You may know him better as British singer, songwriter, actor, and entertainer, Leslie Cerrone. Cerrone, his mother's unmarried name. His career began at age 12 with the Arthur Gallimore Trio and Parks Eaton Boys and Girton Girls, billed as the greatest juvenile singers on the variety stage. Lying about his age, he was able to join the London Scottish Regiment during World War I, seeing action in France and Macedonia, and receiving the Silver War badge. Following the war, he appeared in musical comedies, variety shows, and reviews, wrote songs, and recorded for nearly every label in the UK. In 1933, Cerrone teamed up with fellow songwriter Leslie Holmes in an act called The Two Leslies, a partnership which lasted until 1946. During World War II, they spent 8 weeks in North Africa entertaining Allied troops with as many as 6 shows a day. Cerrone continued performing on films and television into his 80s, including an appearance as an elderly insurance clerk in the Crimson Permanent Assurance segment of Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. Leslie Cerrone died of cancer in London on February 12, 1985. Songs in the Cerrone catalog include I Like Riding the Choo Choo Choo, Mucking About in the Garden, written under the pseudonym Q Cumber, You Remind Me of a Naughty Springtime Cuckoo, and these.
My finger and I say, tweet, tweet, shoo, shoosh, meow, meow, come, come. Swinging his fist, do I run away like some, oh no.
Great big girl, and all who've ever seen her, they know that every time she breathes, she's like a concertina. When she was young, she bought a small mouth organ for a tanner. She swallowed it, and ever since they've called her Wheezyanna.
Wheezyanna, Wheezyanna, down where the watermelons grow.
And they've got big bibs.
Wheezyanna, Wheezyanna, she's the grandest girl I know.
Who's got eyes that are the best?
Wheezyanna.
One looks east and the other looks west.
Wheezyanna.
Who's got eyes as black as night?
Wheezyanna.
With the left one blacker than the right.
Wheezyanna. 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 Down where the watermelons grow.
Melons wet your ears so.
Wheezyanna. Wheezyanna. She's the grandest girl I know.
Who's got teeth that are so bright?
Wheezyanna.
Like the stars come out at night.
Wheezyanna.
Who's conceited, boy, and how?
Wheezyanna.
When it thunders, takes a bow.
Wheezyanna.
Wheezyanna. Who's the fattest girl in town?
Louisiana.
Who's the female Teddy Brown?
Louisiana.
When she tries to phone, they say,
Louisiana.
Always presses button A.
Louisiana. Louisiana,
Anna,
Louisiana,
Anna,
down where the watermelons grow,
all the flies gate on them.
Louisiana,
Anna,
Louisiana, she's the grandest girl I know.
Who's tattooed upon her back?
Louisiana,
stars and stripes and Union Jack.
Louisiana,
snakes and things upon her vest.
Louisiana.
Close your eyes and guess the rest.
Louisiana,
Louisiana, Louisiana, down where the watermelon grows,
like a great big football.
Louisiana, Louisiana, she's the grandest girl I know.
A great and a noble task, and here's what the members ask. Don't be cruel to a vegetative view, always take its part. Don't be cruel to a vegetative view, don't forget a lettuce has a heart. If you please, don't split peas just because they're tasty to the tongue. And don't forget that when you order Brussels sprouts, you're going to rob a cabbage of its young. I think of vegetables, life is terrible. Fancy being an onion, always surrounded by sorrow. Can't go near anyone unless they burst into tears. Onions have caused more broken courtships than anything. Onions are the greatest test of true love. Then look at other poor vegetables. Look at a tomato, always in the soup. If he's not in the soup, he's in the pocket of some gallery first nighter. Tomatoes have caused more stains on park orators' clothing than anything in the world. And they're so cowardly, they hit you and run. Oh, they have a terrible life. Never mind. A potato in the pot's worth two in the sock. Don't be cruel to a vegetable, always take its part. Don't be cruel to a vegetable, don't forget the lettuce has a heart. If you please, don't split peas just because they're tasty and they're sweet. Be careful what you say because the cabbage stalks and even little radishes repeat.
Leslie Cerrone himself with Don't Be Cruel to a Vegetabule on HMV B2714 from 1928. It's kind of hard to make out, but the last line of Cerrone's speech is, a potato in the pot is worth two in the sock. And just what does that mean? Well, in 1928 England, to have a potato in your sock meant to have a hole in your sock. Before that, with apologies to asthmatics everywhere, Leslie Cerrone, backed by the BBC Dance Orchestra, under the direction of Henry Hall, with Louisiana. British Columbia CB555 was recorded January 24, 1933. We started a little tribute to Leslie Cerrone with the Piccadilly Players, an Al Starita pseudonym, and I lift up my finger and say tweet, tweet. The vocalist on Columbia 5393, recorded May 24, 1929, is Harry Shulson. The song is from the London musical comedy Love Lies, which opened at the Gaiety Theatre on March 20, 1929, and ran for 347 performances. It's also heard in the 1932 film version of Love Lies. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.